From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama meeting with his Cuban counterpart. President Obama meeting today with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro. After arriving in Cuba Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. Upon arriving, Mr. Obama met with his U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you.
Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays, a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is their star player, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. This is 26-year-old Syrian national identified only as Tarek.
It's very tired. We are thanks Greece. We are thanks everybody in the Europe.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they're registered and their asylum claims. A Russian court has found a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of two Russian journalists in war-torn Ukraine. The trial of Nadia Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She's set to be sentenced on Tuesday. Prosecutors are demanding a 23-year sentence for the pilot, who says she was kidnapped at the height of the fighting in Ukraine. This is